You notice construction workers in Thailand tend to live at the construction site, and they bang together a few pieces of plywood and corrugated iron, make little tiny homes for themselves. Just barely counts as shelter. And then they build this other large building for somebody else. That's the way we tend to be. We look after our minds only as much as necessary because we have other responsibilities outside that we think are more important. As a result, the mind doesn't have a good place to stay. A little shanty with some cardboard and corrugated iron. So when you're sitting down to meditate, you're creating a good home for the mind, a good solid one, a good solid roof, good solid foundations, windows and doors that open and close. And you can air condition it too if you want. In other words, you get to create the atmosphere inside the house. But the first thing is you've got to make it solid. You stay with one object. That's the solid foundation. And as the Buddha said, you put aside greed and distress with reference to the world. That's the roof that protects you. So work on the roof, work on the foundation. And then create the place that's comfortable inside. And this is where you get to decorate it the way you like. You get to adjust the temperature of the air inside as you like. In other words, it becomes a good place to stay. When the mind has a good place to stay like this, then it's a much better mind, much more likely to see what is the right thing to do and have the willingness to do it, feeling enthusiastic about doing the right thing, because you're coming from a good, strong place. If you're living in a little tiny shanty, just something you throw together, when it's hot outside, you're hot. When it's cold outside, you're cold. The roof leaks. The foundation isn't solid. It's not a good place to stay. And you're going to be in a foul mood. So build a good house for yourself. Stay with the breath all the way in, all the way out. Adjust the breath so it feels good inside. And then learn how to maintain that. Keep fending off the issues of the world. So when rains come and storms come, you've got a safe place to stay, a well-protected place to stay. And with your windows and doors that can open and can close, you can decide when you want to engage with the world and when you don't. You're not so hungry to go outside. If you live in a little shanty, nobody wants to stay home. They want to go outside all the time. And as a result, they end up with all the problems that come from wandering around without a home. So create a good home for yourself. Look after it well. You'll be happier, and the people around you'll be happier too.